was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:05 this June 25th morning, and our phone line's here 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room, as many of you do. Oh, Sonny's already in there. Good morning.
Sonny. We've got great guests lined up this morning.
We've got a lot of guests lined up this morning.
And we're looking forward. We have Savannah, our newest addition to KCNR at the board this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fine. How are you doing?
I am doing so good. Feel rested and ready to go. Excited for this week.
Oh, okay. Right? You can take my place then.
Okay. Hey, Susan Eastman's on the phone. Let's get to our Wells Fargo expert. What's happening on the East Coast? And Susan.
Good morning, Carl Linda. Well, stocks are in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 56 points at 14,718. The S&P 500 is up 11 points at 1585, and the NASDAQ Composite is positive 14 points at 3,335. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up a quarter at 1255, Sprint Nextel positive 5 cents at 691 per share, Pfizer up 11 cents at 2782. Turning to local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 13 cents at 80 even, Pacific Gas and Electric off a penny at 44.20, AT&T positive 17 cents at 34.63. Treasuries are little changed along the curve. The 10-year note is priced yield 2.52%. For commodities, gold is at $3.80 an ounce at $1,281. Silver positive 16 cents at 19. Crude oil up 3 pennies at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561, or stop by their place down on Park Marina Drive. You need a guide to take you through Wall Street. And these are good people who have been studying this for ever, and they can give you the right advice on where to do investments.
And God only knows everyone's on a magic carpet right now.
It's a roller coaster out there. You know, the Chinese are selling off. Chinese economy is weakening. Oh gosh, we're making less money. You know, we're printing less money. There's a lot of stuff going on.
And in case you're wondering about what the forecast looks like, we are going to have a high of 69 today. Rain all day long and a little bit diminishing in the showers this evening with temperatures around 66. Tomorrow we lessen with our chance of showers, mostly clear tomorrow evening. And get ready because Friday is going to be sunny. Just when you think you take your pads out, get them out of the rain, got to put them back out because let me tell you, it's going to be 101.
So it's going to go from 59 to 101 in 3 days.
Yeah, so you have to, re-up your sunblock because it's probably been sitting in the shade for a while and everything. So the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
You know, they've got, even it's Tuesday, but Thursday they have pizza and always need reservations out there in the dinners at 474-5546. You know what? We've got just like a minute and a half, so what was the big day today?
Oh, you want to hear about this day in history.
I want to hear about this day.
With everything that's going to be happening this morning, we have a lot of different topics we're going to be covering this morning. And I just love it when Bob, of course, our morning news guy hands me, what was this day in history? You know, and all the things that can happen, the first thing that is highlighted is the Cupid doll. The Cupid doll was created by Rose O'Neill, who was born on this day in 1874. Rose was raised in Wilkes-Barre, I guess that's how you say it, Pennsylvania, and had a rather successful career as an illustrator and author. In fact, her paintings, drawings, and sculptures of what Rose called her sweet monsters, mythical creatures such as you know, centaurs and fawns and all those, were exhibited in New York and Paris. But then she began to design dolls, specifically the Kewpie doll. And in 1909 issue, the Ladies Home Journal printed a full page of Miss O'Neill's doll designs, catapulting the Kewpie doll into marketing success into the toy industry for over three decades.
Well, you know, Kewpie dolls are, but, you know,
did your sister have one of those?
I don't know.
Did you have one of those?
Yeah, but we got divorced after a couple years. But besides that, we're going to take a break now. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Linda Bott, we've got, you know, Haven Humane, we've got authors on today. And Patrick Jones told me he was coming by this morning. So we want to talk with him for a little bit. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot. Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, 59 degrees out there. It's raining, gonna rain some more. 7:13 in the morning, the 25th of June here. Savannah, you've only been here a short time, but you've already let June get away from us. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's on a day like today. Go in there and get that coffee made especially for you by the baristas, any way you like it. And then walk next door, and they have the greatest walk-in humidor in the state. Plus, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices, and veterans get discounts over that. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, you know what's happened. Oh, say goodbye. They're leaving. Hang our heads. The medical marijuana shops in Reading must close by July 1st. The California Supreme Court, as you know, ruled that the local governments have the right to prohibit marijuana storefronts. And the city of Reading has voted to do that. So the last one has to close on 1 July.
You know, something in the news that I would love to discuss. We talked about it this morning. I don't know. What do you do with a person that wants to go back to jail?
Well,
I mean, who really is seeking
and will do things, right?
And will do things to go back to jail. Crimes that they committed before, you know, we're talking about a specific person that's in the news today that that did some terrible vandalism and then was put into jail, and then we saw this person released and walking around up and down Placer Street and actually closer to our house. And I was really concerned, only to find that this person is on the front page again with more vandalism and statements.
This is the window breaker.
Yeah, wants to go back to jail. Wants to be in jail because, I don't know, is jail making
safe?
It so soft for people?
No, I think, well, we can talk about that one. That's a completely different, people get institutionalized. Plus the fact she is homeless. She was in a halfway home that we knew of, but lost her spot there. And so now is she just seeking to get back in jail and have somebody take care of her, get off the streets? Because this is the second time it's caused thousands of dollars worth of damage. So I say is let her have her wish and put her away for a few minutes and get her some psychological treatment. Get her some mental health care, because obviously there's something wrong here. This just doesn't happen. So there's something wrong here. So put her in jail, let her get the treatment she needs, and maybe that'll help. You know, three-fourths of statistics are made up, you know, right then. So three-fourths of the people probably on the streets that are homeless probably have some kind of mental problem. Not all of them, but probably most of them. So yeah, something should be done because, you know, at what point, you know, I have insurance on my business, but how much insurance do you have on your business? Do you have it on the building itself? That, you know, when you have a glass breaking, you have a deductible of a $500 or something?
How much is it costing the business owners?
Yeah. Well, it's $2,500 damage to vintage, wine and restaurant or whatever. And then smaller businesses, $1,000. You know, how much of that out of their own pocket? So, you know, when you see things like this, is give her her wish, put her away, and get her some help is what I believe. Where is Snowden? Snowden's the guy, of course, that released the word and the documents that showed that NSA and FBI and, our government was spying on millions of citizens. And he had read the documents. He worked there, I think, at NSA, and he handed them off to people. Now, the United States is calling him they want to arrest him for espionage. And, you know, I can understand that because he released classified documents. The point is the difference between, a whistleblower and somebody like, this guy Manning in WikiLeaks that released tens of thousands of documents that went to the enemy. But the bottom line is, where is he? Russia says he's not there. The United States says he is. He didn't get on the plane yesterday. All the reporters got on the plane, got stuck on the plane, got sent to, Ecuador or someplace. And the Chinese, are not holding him. And so what's going to happen with this is, you know, the United States is pushing. We want him back. And Russia is pushing straight back, saying, hey, you know what? Don't tell us what to do. Don't threaten us. But here's the bottom line. Do you ever wonder what Putin thinks of Obama? Here's Putin. This guy wrestles bears. He's an ex-KGB guy, right? So he's an ex-KGB guy. And what do you think he thinks of Obama? Ex-KGB versus community
organizer. Did you see his body language when they were sitting next to each other?
I mean, I wonder if, you know, I mean, you know, Putin's he is just one hard man. And he is as close as you're coming to have as a dictator in Russia again. He believes in nationalism like this, and there's a lot of Russians that believe that way. And so, you know, Obama says, you know, turn him loose. Do you want to, you know, put on the judo, you know, outfits and go out and fight? Because Putin's a trained that. Or do we just drone him? I can't drone him, they'll drone us back. But the bottom line is this. Is Snowden someplace? They think he's in Russia. And they're, you know, they're playing games. They're playing games with us, and it's working. We want him back. Well, you know, it's not going to happen. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. You know what? If, you know, the gay marriage decision should be coming down from the Supreme Court here. Probably Thursday. If people thought it might be last week, but maybe this Thursday. But I've got a question. It's got to do with the gay marriage, but it's something that I've been thinking about. And it's, you know, I guess you could say slippery slope. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Use ceiling fans to keep cool in occupied rooms. Leaving ceiling fans on in unoccupied rooms wastes energy. The motor in a ceiling fan consumes energy and generates heat, costing you money. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses? Whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun, Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 7:23 in the morning. It's 59 degrees out there. It's raining. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we are, we see Sunny and Max and Angel. Oh, good morning, everybody. There's more people coming in. Hey, I want to talk to you real quick about We the People and Sovereign Minds are having a banquet. And this is in support of local talk radio shows. It's going to be Saturday, June 29th, out at Wind River Casino. It's going to start around 4:30 p.m., but it's going to include dinner, auction, raffle. Patrick Jones told me there's all types of great things, anything from chainsaws to guns. Tell me there's going to be a lot of shotguns, rifles, pistols out there. You can get there, as a couple's ticket. This includes two dinners and two hats, and it's $50. A single ticket is $30, but they come in the raffle packs. Anyway, this is a way to further keep local radio shows on. It's though we're not connected to this in the sense, except that they are on our station, and we're very proud of these shows, We the People and Sovereign Minds. But here's the good news: is that there's only like about 20 tickets left. So, I mean, they're filling this place up. So you need to go stop by Jones Fort, give them a call at 222-3223, or North State Consultants out on Old Oregon Trail, or give them a call at 221-0101. And like I said, there was, as of yesterday, that when somebody called me and told me, there was only like 20 tickets left. I think there's a lot. I think that you could probably get those 20, maybe 10 more. So I'm saying, okay, 30. But that, you know, there's 200 already. So you've got a chance there to come in and do some really great things. All right. The gay marriage question is going to be coming out of the Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS, probably Thursday. We're already getting things from people saying, you know, to meet in solidarity about this from the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender group. And the question is, it's not about gay marriage. It's about polygamy. If gay marriage is ruled constitutional and that it's set at the federal level and not the state level, which probably it should be. The state level is a, I think states should have more rights instead of less rights if states want to vote this way, in my opinion. If it's what the people want, then that's what the people want. Anyway, but what's the next step? Is it polygamy? Why shouldn't it be legal for a woman to have two or three husbands that can take care of her in tough economic times and the kids? Or why should it be illegal for a guy to have two or three wives? Is this the next step? Is this the next step? Because I'll tell you why. We're starting to see TV shows about it, and that's the way it usually starts. Shows on polygamy. Is that the next step down this? Is that if a moral question is answered, that it's okay to, for gay marriages, is it okay for polygamous marriages? And if so, if not, why? It's against the law. Well, same-sex marriages was against the law in many states not too long ago. So is that the question? Like I said, you're starting to see more and more TV shows about that. I know of at least three TV shows going right now. Let's go to Coach Bob. Coach Bob.
Good morning, Colonel.
What do you think about this?
Well, I have always thought that if two people of the same sex are allowed to marry, I cringe at that word. I prefer civil union, but regardless.
I understand.
I don't have any issue with that. It's the word that I am concerned with. Anyway, if two people of the same sex are allowed, then I agree, polygamy should be in the game, completely in the game, and maybe even bestiality for all I know, marry your Labrador or whatever, you know. There's no stopping point,
okay.
As I see it.
Well, you know what?
Here's Haven Humane.
Well, no. They're going to be on a date. We can talk about that then. But, you know, the thing about it is, you know, it's a point that I saw is that if gay marriage, and I am not equating it, just the fact is that, same-sex marriage, multiple marriages, or multiple partners in a marriage is, you can change it again, say, oh, civil union. Because, I mean, there's people that do it. It's against the law. But they do it. They have one regular wife, but there's two other or three other women living with them. And they're all wives. They consider it that way. I mean, don't you see that happening? Don't you see that is the next big thing?
Well, yeah. And I don't see how you can stop it if you allow the one into the mix.
Yeah.
You know, the game then changes. And there's no rational argument to prevent it.
And the Defense of Marriage Act, here's the other part. Defense of Marriage Act that the Obama administration is trying to overturn is, and we've got like a minute left, is that if they say it is not, you know, that it's not a law of the United States of the land between man and woman, so that's to do, it has a lot to do with the military because you have, it's okay in the military to have it, but they can be living in states where it's not. You know, there's just a whole big can of worms here. Or questions, I should say, that, you know, need to be answered. And nobody ever gave it the thought, you know, of what is going to happen, what's the impact on everything, and how is it going to work.
Well, and keep in mind, too, didn't mean to interrupt you, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Keep in mind, too, that the Supreme Court can come down on this on about four or five different levels.
Yeah. That's true.
It's not a sweeping thing. They can do a lot of different things on this. They can bail on it like they did the Texas thing, education.
Hey,
they can do a lot of different things. However, if, Carl,
we gotta run.
Make it, I know, if they make it a federal law, then what happens in California has to be recognized in the other 49 states.
All
right.
You got it.
Gotta
okay, thanks a lot, Coach Bob. We're breaking. We'll be right back after the news.
Meanwhile, shares of Seattle Genetics are jumping on news the company is teaming up with Bayer for use of its armed antibody technology to develop cancer treatments. Bayer will pay upfront fees of as much as $20 million plus about $500 million in milestones as well as royalties. Bayer will be responsible for research, product development, manufacturing, and commercialization of all products under the collaboration. And Twinkies aren't the only cakes getting ready for a comeback. McKee Foods, the new owner of Drake's Cakes, says some of the tasty treats should be back on shelves by late summer, early fall. McKee wouldn't specify which products will roll out first or whether all Drake's Cakes would eventually return. Drake's Cakes include Devil Dogs, Funny Bones, and Yodels. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234 and we'll be there for you.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 here on the 25th of June, 7:34 in the morning. Currently 59 degrees here at the downtown studios. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. All of your granite needs held by the highest standards from your professionals. Mike Huber and the gang at Estate Granite, 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. That's in Redding, California, 241-7866. Give them a call. Now, really excited about this next segment. We've got a special authoress. It's always funny to say it's kind of like actor, actress, but, by the gal of name of, Barbara Dianis, who's written a special book, about dyslexia and learning disabilities, something that we're very, very close to. And welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. It's nice to be here.
Hey, Barbara. Yeah, we are really happy to have you here. You know, the facts that you have in your book, and in fact, your book, Don't Count Me Out, A Guide to Better Grades and Test Scores, Pre-Kindergarten through 12th. I was really, to find out every day, 7,000 school-age teenagers decide to become a dropout.
And that's a very sad statistic, and it has not improved in the last few years. And you think of children going around and not even having a high school diploma or a GED, and what is that costing society?
Well, it's costing us a lot because you end up having to take care of most of these at one point or another because they can't find jobs in today's world.
That's right. It's an alarming fact.
Well, you have your own personal journey. Maybe we can share with our listeners an insight to your educational background, how you came forward to write this book.
Well, what happened in my life is when I was a very young child, I was diagnosed with dyslexia three times. And education was important to me, and I wasn't performing scholastically commensurate with my peers, and I always wanted to. And when I was diagnosed, there was very few programs or methods available to help me. So I was just kind of put on my own, and I have some educators in my mother's side of my family who gave me a few pointers here and there, but they weren't local. And so basically I decided I had to fix myself, and I was going to become college educated, and I was going to do it. And so I ended up working out my own methods and achieving National Dean's List at the university level, and I just vowed that I would go back and help others that were like myself.
Well, congratulations. I think that's amazing because you had that spirit that's inside of all of us to have it. It's about being able to channel it correctly, and you knew, I'm not going to let this beat me.
Right.
What were some of the key factors once you were, you know, tested? Because in my day, I think when I was in school, which was in the 60s and 70s, I don't think they tested, for dyslexia. So how were you tested?
I was tested through one of the university's medical centers in Minnesota, where I'm from. And I was tested by diagnosticians and doctors. And I went through 3-4 days worth of testing, and they even checked brainwaves, everything back then.
Interesting.
It was quite extensive.
Well, give us for a few examples of what would be symptoms or you may have dyslexia if.
If you are reversing when you're writing quite frequently, if you are reading the page and you describe the words as jumping around, or you're reversing in the reading where was is saw is was, that's just an easy one. Or if you see a child transposing letters, or maybe seeing the back of the word at the front of the word, those would all be real signs. If they're reading directions and not being able to follow them at their grade level, that would be another sign.
Okay, and so Barbara, at which point are you born with it? Can it come later in life? There's a whole study of dyslexia, and you go into that into this in your book.
Right, pretty much you're born with it, and sometimes students who are diagnosed later in life have the ability to mask it, or just compensate because their compensating skills are so high to a certain level, and then that's when they hit a time, maybe in junior high, high school, or early college, where their compensating skills are no longer able to keep up with the demands of their classroom and their curriculum.
So, Barbara, I guess then there's no way that I can say that this just came on to me in the last 4 or 5 weeks, dyslexia.
Probably not.
Okay,
I mean,
probably not.
It's probably been there all along.
Or it's just an excuse I'm using now. Hey, we're going to have to take I'm going to take a quick break. We come back, my brother-in-law, who's an ophthalmologist and a very good ophthalmologist, has dyslexia. And it may sound a little strange that a doctor with it, but let's talk about him just a little bit about, there's various stages of this, of dyslexia. And the problems he had, how he overcame them. But you have your book is kind of almost two books in one. Identifying it and then things that we can do for our children to help them.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back. Barbara Dianza is our guest, the author of
Don't Count Me Out,
A Guide to Better Grades and Test Scores, Pre-Kindergarten to 12th Grade. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Lighty reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
Hi, this is Jana from Vintner Cellar in downtown Reading. I'm proud to announce that our ever so popular Christmas in July sale is right around the corner. Stop by and find out more about winemaking with your friends and how to save during our annual sale. The sale comes only once a year and will end on July 31st. I would also like to invite you and your friends to join us for our upcoming wine tour to award-winning DeCaro Cellars and Wild Card Brewery. This tour will be held on June 29th and usually sells out fast, so call today to reserve your seats. Finally, I would like to announce that our beautiful tasting room is now available for your next event. Birthday parties, girls' night out, business meetings, reunions, or just because. Call today to reserve your next party. Call 222-WINE or email us at info@222wine.com to find out more details. There are so many reasons to gather with friends and cheers at Vintner Cellar. Hope to see you soon.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon at 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Howdy, baseball fans. Nate Aberea here, your Reading Colt 45s broadcaster. Tune in to KCNR 1460 this Saturday as the 45s hit the road over the mountains to Humboldt County, where they'll be taking on their bitter rivals, the Humboldt Crabs, in a crucial Far West League matchup. Coverage begins Saturday night at 7 o'clock right here on KCNR 1460, the official broadcast partner of the Reading Colt 45s.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. 59 degrees out there. It's raining, 7:43 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, locally owned, family operated. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Happy customers out there. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
We're talking with author Barbara Dianza. I don't know. Do you ever call yourself an authoress, Barbara?
I haven't yet, but that sounds like a good term.
Well, anyway, your book, we were fascinated with who you are in your book, Don't Count Me Out.
Thank you.
You've been teaching classes, your specialty, you're really, bringing forward, for a lot of people, awareness to dyslexia, ADD, ADHD, and struggling students. You also have an ebook series called The Dianis Method. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
What that does is, because my students were very successful in achieving their academic goals once they started working on the methods that I created for them, I wrote it down so that parents all over can really take a look at what to do when their student isn't doing well in school, because so often the school can't do everything. There has to be some parent involvement. And so the methods I designed are designed to scholastically work with any curriculum at any grade level. So what I did was I took, like 7th and 8th grade, I took two grade levels, and I took it month by month with what the curriculums look like pretty much across the United States. And I talked to parents and students about what they need to do to try to beef up their own grades and test scores during each month of the school year. And then I work on solving their problems by writing down solutions to academic problems they might be having in any curriculum area that have worked for my students over time.
Well, you know, we were talking about, you know, dyslexia, and your E-series sounds wonderful, but my brother-in-law, who is a doctor, has dyslexia. And I said, well, how could you get through medical school? And he said it would take him, on an average, probably a third longer than it did anybody else, because he had to read then reread.
Right.
Because he didn't have it, you know, that every word was turned around, but he would see words differently, and he'd have to go back and reread. But there's no better doctor that I know of today. He's just so takes such care in it.
Wonderful doctor.
But you can see, so you can work through all this.
Absolutely, you can. And especially you have to remember the traditional diagnosis of dyslexia, you have to have average to above average intelligence. So most of the people who have dyslexia or ADD are very bright people with a lot of talent. They just have some interferences they need to learn how to work through and how to correct in the way their brain sees things.
Uh-huh. You know, do you mind shifting over to ADD?
No, not at all.
You know, this is a question that you know, as people that were in school a few couple decades ago, ADD, and we don't remember that when we're growing up. Why is it that it just seems like it's been in the last, 20 years?
I think through my research and my own practice and work, it seems to be that they knew that there was something there, that the child wasn't focusing or not performing up to their scholastic potential, but they didn't know what to call it. And so sometimes they were mislabeled as maybe poor students, lazy students, not interested, not engaged in learning, or overactive. And I think finally they figured out why these things were occurring in these students.
And what exactly then is ADD? Like I said, they lazy students, they were active students. I don't remember students being not in control, you know, that a teacher did not have control of students in a classroom. And yet I read about how students can't sit down and they're just totally, the teacher is totally unable to have them under control in a classroom. Why do you think this is happening?
Well, first of all, there's two forms of ADD. ADD can also be the student that looks like they're attending. They are the perfect student, model behavior, but they're not attending. And so you have that whole gamut of that type of student that you could have easily missed in your classroom because they looked like they were attending. And then as far as the one that are with the ADHD with the hyperactivity, you may not have as many of those in your classroom, or you may not have encountered as many during your classroom settings, or you may just thought they were the entertaining student or the more fun student. You know, and there may have been other ways that the teachers dealt with it back then than they do today.
Well, you have a wonderful website, by the way.
Thank you.
You can go to Barbara Dianis. That's D-I-A-N-I-S. you've created a whole system, Diana's Educational Systems, with the online store and how to improve your grade skills, parents' answers, lists of things. And I am sure as we are having this interview with you today, Barbara, that there are so many listeners that are thinking about themselves, their children, their grandchildren, their nephews. This touches everyone's lives on some level. So, you know, what do you think, if you had to say, in writing this book has been probably one of the most profound experiences you've had?
I would say that certainly is. And then I think the other one would be watching the students who really didn't look like they would ever be able to be academic students that were performing commensurate with their peers. And because when I started with all of the different students, they were, you know, really having huge difficulties academically for whatever reason. But to see them grasp onto learning technique after technique and start passing tests and doing better and start to see their grades come up and then be commensurate with their peers, that has been the most rewarding of all.
Well, it states on your website that your work has contributed to 100% of your students graduating high school and 98% going to prestigious colleges and universities. That's a phenomenal percentage, and congratulations on bringing forth so many ahas, if you will, in your studies and being able to help us to look deeper into these issues.
Hey, Barbara, has anybody asked you to take over the school system in Detroit and some of these other places have 70% dropout rate?
A little bit, but I've just kind of wanted to focus this way.
Well, I mean, we've got cities that've got 60 to 70% dropout rate.
I know, and it is sad. And something has got to be done.
Well, why aren't you in charge of the Department of Education then? If we've got to have a Department of Education, why can't you be in charge of it then?
I think that's an elected or appointed.
It's appointed, but at least you've got results. What else do we have to show over the last 40 years?
I'm sharing it with the world that we have results.
Well, thank you so much. And
we do. Barbara, you know, it sounds like you have a great sense of humor, too, which you probably need with, talking to people like us.
The book.
You need it with the students I taught.
Absolutely. The book is called Don't Count Me Out, A Guide to Better Grades and Test Scores. And our guest today has been Barbara Dianis. That's D-I-A-N-I-S. Please go to her website. And I think, you know, are you going to be
Amazon,
in Reading?
Amazon.com and all that kind of stuff are on there.
Will you be doing a book signing in Northern California anytime soon?
I might be. Maybe in a few months.
Well, if you do, please call us here, and we would love to send everybody your way.
I thank you so much, and I appreciate your time, and thank you, and you all have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too, Barbara. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We've got a special announcement for one of our chat room people. We'll be right back after these messages.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river. Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays, drink specials, and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the people and sovereign minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:55 in the morning. Am I too effervescent?
Well, we need to say happy anniversary.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, that's like the number one thing we need to go into, right?
50 years this Sunday. Sun gold. Happy anniversary, hon.
Happy anniversary. 50 years.
Yeah.
To stay. Now, my parents have been married 60. Yeah. And I, you know, when you think about 50 years.
Son, go, you know what? You ought to be slapping your husband because what did he do? Did he marry you when you were like five?
And they're a darling couple.
You two are so
into each other.
Great. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, always see them just like they're, you want to talk about a unit? They are, you know, one together.
They are. And you know, here's the great thing about community radio, and you get to know the people around you and the people in our town here, is that you get to say things like that. Great job. Great job, you two. And you know what? They're really, really nice people.
Thanks you. Thank you for being such great role models.
There you go. All right. It appears that the Supreme Court has struck down parts of the Civil Rights Act, Voting Act, saying is that where it was really, really important in the past that things have changed dramatically and that you can't just be, you know, singled out because of a section of the country. Well, there's more to it than that, and we're just looking at it now. The Snowden, we talked about Snowden, and we talked about, you know, trying to get him back into the United States if he does, but now the Russians are either hiding him or helping him hide and getting a great deal of fun out of this. And then the last thing is we want to talk about in the last couple minutes. Record Searchlight had a, editorial on today about everybody's upset about the 10,000 that are being turned loose. By the way, it's more to it than that. The 10,000 criminals that will be turned loose by the end of the year, if there's no stay approved, which it probably won't be. They're also trying to move something like 5,000 more prisoners out of the Central Valley because of valley fever, that it's causing some of them to get really ill, and some of them have died from this. So they're trying to move prisoners from that facility to another facility, and then at the same time they're trying to bring back prisoners from other states, and now we've been told to release 10,000 prisoners. I would safely say is that 10,000 more prisoners means we'll get our fair share of them up here. And what are we going to do? We've kind of got things under control. Has crime rate risen? Absolutely. I think it peaked at, you know, at 65% rise in property crimes. I think it's now it's only like 25%, you know, in a year. But still, the rise in property crimes, the people on the streets, the things that are going on, just who exactly is running this, you know, running our government down there? Because let me tell you something, my friends, they're spending all their time in trying to figure out should we have lead and bullets or we do, what kind of weapons we should have, what kind of guns we should have for law-abiding citizens. At the same time, we're turning out 10,000 more felons. And guess what? The good ones were already turned loose to begin with. Now we're reaching in there. These are the ones that maybe have just a little bit more time on the street, you might say, or time in the jails, and we're going to bring them out. And at the same time, well, you don't need that weapon to protect yourself. The police will. But wait a minute. We've taken their money away. Oh, my gosh. Are we coming into a perfect storm one more time? We'll be right back after the news. Carl and the Bot. We have Mark Story here, Haven Humane. We have to get something going on with what's happening with our animals, what's happening here in the county with our pets. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Dave Anthony. It's a law to eradicate discrimination at polling places, but the Supreme Court has just struck down a part of the Voting Rights Act. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live at the Supreme Court.
What was true 40 years ago is no longer the case today. That's the crux of a 5-4 opinion striking down a key provision of the 1965 Voting Rights Act that required monitoring of some states' elections. Chief Justice John Roberts writing, when Congress renewed that law in 2006, it relied on outdated data that does not take into account the strides made in racial equality since. The opinion is narrow, upholding most of the law and even upholding the pre-approval process, so long as Congress updates a formula to determine where that is still necessary. Dave.
Jared, we'll get the final rulings of the court's term tomorrow with two gay marriage cases looming. Russia now admits Edward Snowden did go to Moscow. President Putin says the surveillance secrets leaker traveled there unexpectedly and is still at the airport and is free to leave. The sooner the better. Putin says he won't send Snowden to the U.S. like we have urged to face trial for espionage. George Zimmerman claims he shot Trayvon Martin in self-defense. This morning, new testimony at his murder trial. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live outside the court in Sanford, Florida.
Dave, prosecutors brought on Wendy Doraval, who coordinates neighborhood watch programs for police here in Sanford. She told the court what she tells all neighborhood watch groups she helped start.
Basically, that they are the eyes and ears for law enforcement. They're an extension of law enforcement, that they're not supposed to take matters into their own hands. And they call 911 anonymous defense to report suspicious activity and to let law enforcement take the risk.
And that she gave the same presentation when helping George Zimmerman start his neighborhood patrols, Dave.
Evan, we're more optimistic about the economy. Consumer confidence this month has surged to the highest level in 5 years. Also, new home sales rose in May to the fastest pace since 2008. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 109 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 10 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 10 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 10 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 10 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 10 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 10 years, one entire decade, till the year 2023. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 10 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 10 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Again, our top Fox story. The Supreme Court has struck down a provision of the Voting Rights Act. This was one that required monitoring of some states' elections. Chief Justice John Roberts writing that it relied on outdated formulas and data. There's voting today in Massachusetts, a special election to fill the Senate seat vacated by Secretary of State John Kerry, Democrat Congressman Ed Markey versus Republican Gabriel Gomez. President Obama has a new plan for climate change he'll detail today. Stricter pollution standards for all power plants. But Republican Ohio Congressman Bill Johnson says,
this is going to force billions of dollars in upgrades to those existing plants, or they're going to be forced to shut down.
He worries that prices are going to be forced higher by the new standards. Baby boomers are being urged to go see a doctor.
If you were born between 1945 and 1965, you could have hepatitis C. An influential health advisory group says all baby boomers need to be tested. Boomers account for 75% of all hepatitis C cases in the U.S. Many contracted the disease decades ago but don't know it. Hepatitis C is a silent killer, a leading cause of liver damage and liver disease. The new guidelines were issued by the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force and mark a U-turn for the group. And the reason for the change? Clinical data that shows screening will save lives. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
They're celebrating the Stanley Cup in Chicago, where Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live.
After topping the Bruins 3-2 in Game 6, bringing the Stanley Cup back to Chicago and doing a two-hour pub crawl, Blackhawks defenseman Johnny Oduya says he needs some sleep. Not the case for some fans like this one, who says, after touching the cup...
Best moment of my life!
Another is having his thick black playoff beard shaved off.
It's been met with hostility, but it's all right. Anything for the Hawks.
Plans for a Friday parade are in the works. Dave?
Again, Jennifer, on Wall Street, there's a rebound from all the recent selling. The Dow is up over 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the, you know what? I'm in the center of a tornado. I'm in the eye of the tornado right now. Chaos abounds around me. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning, June the 25th, even though it says May 24th on my paper that just got thrown all the way across the room. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda. Good morning.
Absolutely. It's a great morning. Let's go to our Wells Fargo moment. Do we have Susan Eastman on the line? This is our Wells Fargo advisor and our expert, Susan Eastman. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Good morning, everyone. While stocks are paring losses after positive news on home sales and durable goods, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 115 points at 14,774. The S&P 500 is positive 11 points at 1585. And the NASDAQ composite has advanced 19 points at 3,339. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, eBay up 77 cents, trading at 51.58. Applied Material up 11 cents at $15.09. Apple down $1.67 at $400.62. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank Shares down 18 cents at $20.85. North Valley Bank off 22 cents, trading at $17.23. Bank of Commerce up a penny at $4.90. For commodities, gold is down $2 an ounce at $1,275. Silver positive 11 cents at 19. Crude oil up 21 cents, trading at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you very much. You know what? Every morning, Monday through Friday from 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR, we have our Wells Fargo advisor with our Market Minute. And they're there to help you get through Wall Street. You know, because with what's going on with the world economy, and that's the thing, it's world economy. It's not just here. It's world economy, and people like Susan Eastman and Chris and Kathy and Josh and Steve are going to be there to help you work your way through Wall Street. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or just stop by Park Marina Drive in Reading. What's the weather today after that last tornado that went through?
Currently 60 degrees. What do you mean by that? In the downtown studios of KCNR here at 8:07 in the morning, it looks like we're going to have 90% of rain today. Temperatures reaching around 69 tonight. Temperatures getting to the lows of around 66. Get ready for a hot Thursday and a hot Friday. Friday's going to get to be around 101 degrees. We've got the next hour coming up. We've got some great topics here with Haven Humane and the folks from Haven Humane. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Crown Motors. Go on down and visit our local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here at Reading Crown Motors. They serve all of Reading in the North State. It's your neighbors making great deals for their neighbors. Used, new, trucks, cars, or SUVs, they have them, and their service department is second to none. Stop on by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading, or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Reading Crown Motors. You know, those Dodge Ram trucks were rated number one by Car and Track. All right, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. Mark Story is here and Captain Smith, and we've got some things that everybody needs to hear about this summer. We'll be right back.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed, and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses, whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun? Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Sounds like mushroom music.
That mushroom music? She's playing mushroom music. Savannah, where'd you find that mushroom music there? All right, hey, it's Carl and Linda Bott. 8:12 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You just heard Linda say it. This Friday it's going to go. It's 59 degrees night right now, maybe 60 degrees. It's going to go up to 102 by Friday. This is a time to have Alliance Heating and Air come out and check out your air conditioning system if they haven't already. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, and routine maintenance. Martin and his people from Alliance Heating and Air will do a great job for you. Yeah, you know, you think, I've been putting it off. Don't put it off any longer. This is probably our last respite from the heat. Check out homecomfort.org or give them a call at 221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air.
All right. We are so happy to get to our guests.
They're probably happy, too, after things we've been doing in here. In fact, you know, twice Mark just tried to walk out of here. And anyway. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and, of course, Captain Leanne Smith, who is the Chief of Operations out at Haven Humane. And we have just got a lot of things
to talk
about.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. It's good to be here.
It's our monthly catch-up time on everything. And every Friday, of course, we have a pet of the week that rolls in here, anywhere from a dog to a rabbit.
Yeah, you've had quite a gambit of animals in here.
Peanut butter, and what was what the rabbit's name was, but they were gone. You had like 50 of them. Now they're all gone.
So yeah. Far, we've had a almost 100% rate of adoption. We still have last week's Houndini.
Yeah.
Oh.
Houndini.
I like Houndini.
Houndini's great, and she actually was part of our Camp Love a Pet.
What we wanted to talk about. Yeah. That was a huge success, wasn't it?
It absolutely was, yeah. And Captain Smith actually ran it, so I'll let her talk about it a little bit with what they did with the kids.
It was really a fun event. Of course, we've done it now about 15 times if you count all the camps that we do, but it was really special. We had Houndini, and we had Jimmy Houndrix. And we had Jack Russell Crowe, and we had Mutter Teresa. So we had some really cute names for the dogs, and 16 kids came together with 16 shelter dogs, and they work with them for 2 weeks exclusively, their own dog. They teach them basic commands and teach them just to have some manners and not jump up and just be behaved dogs, so that it gives them that second chance to get adopted, and that's what we're looking for when we're doing it, and the kids just love it. And I gotta tell you, when you start at the beginning, you've got the kids, dogs are kind of jumping around, and once in a while we ask one of the kids you think you might want to trade dogs, because we do get a couple backup dogs in case the dog doesn't work out, and not one of them wanted to change anything with their dog. They would just push through it, and by the time we graduated, they were all awesome dogs and awesome kids. It was just really a great event, and really we're seeing, we're having another one coming up in August, and we would love to have people come out on the graduation day and see the dogs do their thing. And
it's good for the kids too, isn't it? I mean, and the kids go in there realizing that they're not going to keep this animal, that they're there to help socialize it and train it, but it also probably helps them too. It teaches them a lot to work with an animal.
Like summer school.
Yes. Well, it's responsibility. They realize that they have to, and that the animal's relying on them. They learn that they have to take care of them and provide for them. And all of that's good, positive stuff for kids this age to start learning. And that's what really helps a good group of our kids come from the community.
Now, you're going to sign up in August? You have more, a new?
We actually just filled our last slot for this year. And, so we're real excited about it. This was Mark's first experience with it, so he was really excited about it.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, it really was. And so actually I'm going to try and be a counselor for the next one in August. And it goes from 8 to noon Monday through Friday. So, and they don't just deal with the dogs. They take field trips. We have people come in and speak to them. So they learn about a lot of other animals and, how to be a responsible pet owner in general. So it's not just about those, but the work they do with those animals is fantastic. In fact, last Friday, the last field trip we took was to the Sundial Bridge, and we go out there, Turtle Bay, and we walk the trail, and Houndini actually almost pulled Captain Smith into the river, because at the end we let them go in the river and swim around a little on lead, obviously. And, she just had a blast in the water. And so Captain Smith almost went swimming.
Yeah, that would have been the first time, actually, that I actually nearly took a swim, because she just loved the water and wouldn't get out. So she had a great, great time.
And we had 6 dogs adopted. One of them is actually going to be a service dog. So then this dog couldn't even walk on a leash 2 weeks before. And we had a trainer come in and go, hey, I'm looking for a service dog for an elderly woman to help her with her mobility. And she said, this dog is perfect. So it went from not being able to be on a leash to going to a service dog. And then we've had 2 dogs go to rescue. Yeah.
Let's talk service dogs here. I see a lot of people that call their dogs service dogs. And they carry them around with them everywhere. I mean, there's nothing that indicates they're service dogs. Bette Midler, when we went to see her one time, had this great part about she pretended, because she wanted to keep her dog with her, she pretended she was blind. And when somebody remarked that this is your service dog, this is your CNI dog, it's a Chihuahua. And she said, they gave me a Chihuahua? You know. It was like a 5-minute piece there. But when you see people with service dogs or they say they're service dogs, how can you tell if they're a service dog?
You know, it's a really touchy subject in the sense that, this was a federal law for the People with Disabilities Act, where they initially back in the early 1900s or whenever it was when they first had seeing eye dogs, they established a law federally that said you could have a service, a dog to help for the blind. Little did they know, you know, all this time later that people would take any dog and call it a service dog. So the federal law that's written is a little bit skewed right now. It needs to be sharpened in and honed in to make it where they have certain amount of training. They've had certain restrictions on it. And
they're marked in a certain way.
Well, there has to be something. But the way that it's written right now is, you know.
You can take your dog.
Right.
Into the supermarket or any place and put it there next to you while they're going through. Now, service dogs are great. I know people with service dogs and I'm absolutely behind that.
Me too.
But it's like the medical marijuana is that for some people it's really it is a help. They're taking advantage of it.
And those pets for those people are their medical marijuana. Right. You know, those pets for them are their calming factor.
Yes. And some of them can tell if they're going to have a seizure.
Yep.
So I'm all for, I'm not for that. I'm just,
me too.
It just seems like it's when people do this, then it's going to make everybody suffer.
But I think there's a difference and you brought up the medical marijuana and I'll give you a direct correlation between the two. But a lot of doctors are writing scripts saying that this individual can have a dog, as a companion animal, which will sometimes allow them to get into like a place that wouldn't normally allow you to live with a pet. But it doesn't make it a service animal. It makes it a companion animal. And I'm not going to take away that, you know, yes, they do need it for support. I totally agree with that. But they're not a service animal. In order to be a service animal, they have to be trained to provide a service, a tasks, to the individual. And that's one of the requirements for it. And then they need to be registered as such. And they do that through Shasta County.
Yes.
And they actually do get a tag that says it's a service dog. So they have an application that they can go in and fill it out. So if you have a dog and you want to take it in there, then you need to have it registered as a service dog.
Okay.
Not a companion animal because there is a distinction between the two.
All right. I had a service mallard. We'll talk about that sometime. We've got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. I would take it to the movies with me.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642.
Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Ow! 8:23 in the morning here on KCNR. Yeah. You know, this reminds me of Tom Cruise, white crew socks sliding across the hardwood floors. Currently 60 degrees in the downtown studios. This portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Staycation on the lake this summer. And check out some of the line, their houseboats or ski boats and jet skis. We're going to be checking that out this summer. We're so excited. Never have been on a houseboat trip and looking forward to that. Come join us at Holiday Harbor Resort Marina, 238-2383 for reservations, or go to lakeshasta.com.
Our guests are the CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story, and of course the Chief of Operations, Captain Leanne Smith. And we were just talking about the Camp Love a Pet and then the difference between service animals and
companion
animals, and there is a big difference there. Just because it's a companion animal doesn't mean it gets to come in and sit next to you in the theater. But a service animal could, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. What else was on? We've got a lot of things here that's going on with you all. You know, is it too early to talk about heat exhaustion one more time? Because we run commercials about it, but it still happens, doesn't it?
It does, and we get calls every single day about dogs that are left in cars. And I don't really know why that thought process goes through, but if you're going to leave the house and you have your animals with you, think about it.
Don't
leave them in the car.
To Winco or Costco or any grocery store or any place, the mall, please don't take your dog. You're not going to be in there 5 minutes. You're going to be in there for at least a half an hour, and it only takes 10 minutes of hot heat to give that dog heat stroke.
We need
to leave them home.
We can't state enough with our community that it happens so quickly. Carl, see me, I just get agitated when I see people when it's 110. We had a spell here not too long ago where it was 116 and people walking their dogs on the street. That's like boiling asphalt. And I was like, do they even have a clue? Because maybe they're drinking water and they're walking. Do they have a clue? So, and I think what happens with people is their dogs are with them all the time, so they think just jump in the car. They don't want to say no to the dog.
Right.
You know how that goes. I can't look at your face when you say no, or when I tell you no, or stay. So, if it's a matter of life and death, and would you please just repeat one more time, and you said before, what happens in a matter of seconds when the temperature rises to a certain level, and that you do have heat guns when you're called, and give us that phone number that we can put in our cell phones.
Yes, we do have heat guns that we use that we can put in the crack of the window and actually take the internal temperature of the car. Within 10 minutes, if it's 100 degrees outside, it'll be 115 in the car. Because even though the air is in there and passing, it's stale, it's not moving. So they have no way to expend the heat that builds up in their body. They breathe through their pads and their nose and their mouth, of course, is where they actually perspire. And it takes a very short amount of time for them to become too hot. And if we come upon a scene where it's too hot and the dog is suffering from the heat, we will remove the dog from the car. We will take the dog and we will cite you for a $270 fine because that dog could die very easily in there. And we have had that happen.
Well, you know, I think people are talking about 105, 110, but if it's 85 degrees.
Yes.
You know, and that's not that hot around here. 85 degrees will kill a dog in 20
yes.
minutes.
Yes.
If that dog's in the car with it's all and everything's rolled up there and there's no other ways for it to keep cool, it'll get to 120 degrees, which will then kill it.
People think that by leaving a water bowl in there, that's enough. It's not enough to cool them. They need to not be there. Your dog loves you and wants to go with you everywhere you go. They will every day, but you have to use common sense and speak for them and help them before you get to that place.
And it's not the ones that we come across that we worry about, because obviously we're going to help them. It's the ones we don't come across. So that's why we need everybody out there listening to help us. So if you see it, call us at 241-2550. And let us go take care of it, because that's what we want.
241-2550.
Okay, we're going to put that We're going to put that number up on a sticky note.
Well, we're going to
put that in your
cell
phone. Everybody needs to put that on their cell phone, because when they're driving around, you can take the driver's license and tell them where it is. And a lot of times we've seen it, we've freaked out about it, and this is really helpful for me.
Well, I've seen you almost get out of the truck and smack somebody, but the beds of a truck bed in the bed, they think, oh, well, they're outside. Well, the truck beds can get up to 160 degrees. I mean, that dog is not happy right there.
That's a bed of a frying pan, if you think about it. It's hot. Even if they have the covers on them, the little black covers, it's black. It's attracting heat. We have registered over 160 degrees on the bed of the pickup truck, and you expect your dog to stand on that or sit on that? It's just impossible. So you're not making it better by having them in the back of the truck.
So if you see this little pug dog walking down the street, it's 100 degrees, and it's walking down the street, it's obviously on the sidewalk. It's got to be 110, 115. And that is going to burn its little pads and scorch its little stomach too.
Mm-hmm.
There are just people who just don't realize because, they know it's hot, but their dog seems happy.
Yes.
Until it falls over.
Yeah.
Until it falls over, boiled to death inside. It's disgusting.
Okay. Well, that's, the number is 241-2550 if you see dogs out there. And if you see them, you're going to break the window and take the dog.
Yes, we are.
You're going to break the window, take the dog. And a lot of these shopping centers, when there's security people out there, if they see it, they call you immediately.
Absolutely. So, yes, it's a priority call.
That's right. Okay. And I don't even want to talk about kids or old people left in the cars, as sometimes people do. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and, of course, Captain Leanne Smith. We want to talk about a lot of other things that are going on with Haven Humane here, fostering, events coming up. And we'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Landmark voting rights law designed to help protect minorities.
The divided Supreme Court saying the standards Congress passed 40 years ago should not still be the test used to decide if states and municipalities must get pre-clearance before making any election law changes.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern at the Supreme Court.
Chief Justice John Roberts writing the opinion, calling such a present-day formula irrational. However, the opinion stopped short of totally barring Congress from instituting new preclearance standards aimed at preventing voter suppression. So for now, a controversial Voting Rights Act provision falls unless Congress gives the 1965 law an update.
The sequestered jury in the George Zimmerman trial back for day two in Sanford, Florida, and U.S. consumer confidence hitting a five-year high in June. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, this is Jana from Vintner Cellar in downtown Reading. I'm proud to announce that our ever-so-popular Christmas in July sale is right around the corner. Stop by and find out more about winemaking with your friends and how to save during our annual sale. The sale comes only once a year and will end on July 31st. I would also like to invite you and your friends to join us for our upcoming wine tour to award-winning DeCaro Cellars and Wildcard Brewery. This tour will be held on June 29th and usually sells out fast, so call today to reserve your seats. Finally, I would like to announce that our beautiful tasting room is now available for your next event. Birthday parties, girls' night out, business meetings, reunions, or just because. Call today to reserve your next party. Call 222-WINE or email us at info@222wine.com to find out more details. There are so many reasons to gather with friends and cheers at Vintner Cellar. Hope to see you soon.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grillabites. Where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. It is 8:34 in the morning. 60 degrees out there. It's raining. Weather should be clearing up by Thursday and Friday, of course, and it's going to get up to the hundreds. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, and discounts for veterans. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. We like it there. You know, the, once a month we bring in Haven Humane to catch up on what's going on, especially in the summer here. People say, well, you've talked to us about the heat. Well, it's kind of like this. We'll keep talking to you about the heat and dogs and people being left in cars as long as we keep finding them. And we do keep finding them all the time. And Captain Smith, as she has said, was, hey, we find them. I mean, they're going to die. People maybe don't even have an idea that it's only 80 degrees. So 15 minutes. Oh, we'll just go to dinner for 30 minutes. And oh my gosh, dog's dead. Those kind of things. So this is why we want to bring everybody's awareness up. But there's a couple other things. Our guest, of course, is Mark Story, the CEO of Haven Humane and Captain Smith. But what exactly, you know, you hear it all the time, but what exactly is a Second Tuesday Club, Mark?
Second Tuesday is a thing that we do with a bunch of local restaurants. And the second Tuesday of every month, we choose a different restaurant, or actually they choose us, and they donate a portion of the proceeds that they make that night to Haven Humane and to the animals that we're taking care of. So this month, or July's second Tuesday, will be July 9th, and it'll be at Applebee's on Hilltop. And that one does require a coupon. Excuse me, which you can get from havenhumane.net. So what happens? Just go to dinner, bring some friends, go to dinner. Applebee's a great restaurant to have food at anyway, so just go there. And part of the proceeds goes to us, and they help the animals out. So it's a great program that helps out in the long run for all of our animals.
Well, yeah, and you can go there, have a meal, and then help what's going on down there. How's it going, by the way, at Haven Humane?
It's going good. It's been really, really busy so far in the summer. We had our dogathon on June 8th, which I think was the hottest day of the year so far. It was about 114 degrees. So, you know, we're talking about heat. So what we did out there, we had a really good showing. We were really pleased with how many people came out. We had splash dogs there, which brought their pool out. So we had the big pool out there. And Captain Smith and I, along with a bunch of the other staff, after the thing was over, all took a jump in the splash dog pool. It was pretty fun. But for the dogs, it was really hot. So we had the little kiddie pools out all over the place. We had water for them all over the place. My dog is a black lab. One of my dogs is a black lab. And so, you know, black, she was really, really hot. And she would actually dive in the little kiddie pools and just spin circles in it and throw the water around. So, and a lot of the dogs were doing that. And we were keeping everybody hydrated. But it was a great time. And what we've decided is next year, in case it's hot, we're actually going to do it in evening time for our dogathon.
Like it.
Yeah, it'll probably start at 5-6 o'clock, and then we're going to do a luau afterwards.
I like that.
So, a little bit different next year, but we figured, you know, if it's cool, fine.
Should it's going to be cool.
If it's, and if it's hot, then it'll be cooler. So,
we have a question that came in on the chat room. It says, what kind of fallout is there for a citizen who sees a dog in a car and sees it's in trouble and breaks a window to rescue it?
Well, you're obviously can always be open for some sort of lawsuit from the person whose window you broke, but you know, that's a call you'll have to make as a citizen. Unfortunately, I can't say, oh yeah, you did the right thing.
Well, I'll say, do that. You
I'll
can't
say,
do that. Right.
I'll say, you know, you say you help the dog, but, you know, you have to take that liability on yourself if you do that. And that just really depends on what the person is like who has the dog that's in the car.
Yeah.
And we'll deal with the dog after you've gotten out. We've had that happen before, we've managed to help the dogs a lot. I don't know if there was really any repercussion as far as the people were concerned, but the dog was safe.
Yeah.
And so,
you know, the dog-a-thon, you know, going back to that, because we're all talking about heat when it's yeah. hot like that, is having little cooling pools around. Probably if you have, you know, areas where your dog needs, you know, when they're outside, if you have an outside dog, you're at work. Probably would be nice to have some places like that that the dog can, you know, if there's any type of shade, would be a cooling area there.
And one more time, could you tell us quickly what you do if you happen to come across a dog that you could tell is completely, almost look like they're at the boiling over point. Their tongues are hanging out. They're on the hot pavement. They've been walked. People just don't get that their insides are boiling right then, right?
Right. Well, the first thing that you want to do is try to get them out of that environment, to put them in a cooler area and cool their body down. And so, you know, using a water hose or cooling it with some cold rags or getting it under some air conditioning, getting it somewhere cooler is the first thing you want to do. You don't want to do that forever, though, because what the body tends to do is when it gets super high and then it tries to adjust itself, that's a natural body function in humans and in animals, it will fall rapidly. So you want to get the temperature coming down and let it come down on its own, but still keep the animal in a cool environment till that temperature begins to lower. And then, of course, we're going to get it to the vet as soon as we possibly can for the vet to take it from there, you know.
Yeah, so. And that's one thing that's really, really important is if you see a dog that's in distress like that, get it to one of these great local veterinarians that we have here as soon as possible and let them get some fluids into it and cool it the proper way.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest, Mark Story from Haven Humane, and Captain Leanne Smith, the operations officer out there. We've been talking about the Second Tuesday Club, which is going to come up here in July very quickly, and it's going to be at Applebee's. We've talked about the Dog-a-thon, Camp Love a Pet, protecting your pets. We spend a lot of time talking about protecting your pets because it would be great is when you came in here one time, we're saying, hey, it's hot, you know, what you still have to do, and you go, well, you know what? We haven't had a call in 3 weeks.
That'd be
awesome.
You know,
like to put yourself out of work that way. I don't think that'll happen. But we'll come back here in a minute after these messages. We have a few more things we want to talk about. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Are you considering replacing your roof? Installing radiant barrier roof sheathing rejects 95% of the sun's radiant heat, decreasing the amount of heat transferred into your attic, which can reduce your summer cooling costs 5-10%. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My ocean delay.
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning, 844 here on KCNR. How you doing this 25th of June? Yep, it's raining. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. And, you know, they have an all-store in Delhi and selection of natural food supplements, health and beauty products. I shop there regularly. I love that store. Northeast Nutrition Experts, if you're looking to have someone help you with how much vitamin E or whatever floats your boat, what you think you need, go to Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading, or call 244-9141. What you got there?
Okay. Our guest today are Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Captain Leanne Smith, who is heads of their operations officer. Hey, Mark, how long have you been there now? How long have you been here?
Let's see. Almost 4 months. A little over 4 months, actually.
4 months. Yeah. Wow. Sometimes time flies, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of changes.
Does it feel longer?
It seems like yesterday sometimes, and then it seems like 5 years ago sometimes. Yeah.
Well, we got a couple other things that are going on here. There's a volunteers orientation that's going to happen. Now, this is, you all run through the benefit of volunteers in many cases, right?
We do. The importance of the volunteers is actually the mental well-being of the animals, because they take the animals out and they walk them and they make them more adoptable and more socialized, kind of like Camp Love a Pet we were talking about. Well, that's what the volunteers do on a daily basis. They'll walk the dogs and they socialize them and make them more adoptable. So our volunteer orientation is Saturday, July 13th at 9 a.m., and that is at Haven Humane. For more information on that, you can call us at 241-1653. We also need fosters, and you can call the same number. We have kittens coming in a lot, so we always can use foster parents.
What's the class like? How long does it take? I mean, is it an hour long, 2 hours, a half a day? Do you teach people how to, you know, just to go in and take a dog out of the shelter or out of his room?
They have to have a little bit of training. We need to know a little bit about what you're able to do, because we don't want to take a nice old lady who wants to come and walk a big German Shepherd to have her go out there and have the dog walk her. So they go through the basic orientation, and
don't laugh. We've seen that doggy park.
Okay? I'm just picturing this.
Wow.
I'm picturing this big German Shepherd.
Oh yeah, we've seen it.
Is running across the grounds at Haven Humane, and all you see is this little old lady dressed in purple, you know, being bouncing behind her. I'm sorry. I just saw that.
And that happens. I've had older women come in, and they go into the kennels and they pick out the biggest pit bull and say, I want to walk that guy right there. And, you know, great dog, but just, you know, huge dog. And it's like, okay, why don't we start with this little chihuahua first?
Yeah. So the orientation.
They gave me a chihuahua.
Okay. So the orientation
covers, you know, how we will do it and what we do. And it explains a little bit about what the whole situation is about, what we want, what we expect from being. And we do have volunteers in all aspects, not just the dog walking, but they help with laundry and towels and some book work and some things that needs to be done, and computer entry, groomers. So we have lots of volunteers.
And the cats.
I bet you there's a lot of topics, a lot of really great, lessons that you learn through being a volunteer that you will help you in so many aspects of your life.
Yes.
As years go on.
I've noticed throughout the years of being in animal care that it's more therapeutic for the human than it is for the canine or the feline. It really, really is. They get a lot out of it, and they really enjoy coming.
Now, but switch the subject just a bit about licensing. When you have a puppy, and you get the dog license, how long does that license last in the state of California?
Well, it's not necessarily a state thing. It's a local thing. So
okay.
when you first get a dog, you're going to get, it's all based off the rabies vaccination. So when you first get a dog, the first rabies vaccination is going to be good for 1 year. So you're going to get a 1 year license. After you get the second vaccination, it can be for 3 years, and then you're eligible to get a 3 year license, or if you want, you can get a 1 year license. But they're all one to 3 years is how long the licenses are.
So I think a lot of us don't know that. We have a pet, it's getting into 5, 6, 7 years, and is it licensed? You start to wonder, and then the chip, what about the chip? Because every now and then with the chip, you get emails from the company from that does the chip, and you're thinking, what, is the chip expired? So it's confusing.
Yeah, and the chip is going to depend on the chip company. Some chips are lifetime registered. Some of them you have to do separately. But most of the ones we use are, well, all the ones we use are lifetime registered. So you put it in there, you register it. Now, there are other features that come with it that they might try to sell you in a year. But it's always going to have your contact information on it. Now, if you change, then it's important that you call them and you change your contact information. So that
would these chips work on people?
Yes, they would.
I mean, there's no reason why they wouldn't.
No, there's no reason why it wouldn't. Of course, it's Big Brother watching us, you know. No. That's what they say. We have
But then you have to put a
that.
Wand, you have to put a wand over it?
Yeah, yes. they're not a tracking chip per se. Although right.
they
do make them, they're not
make
a tracking chip.
They don't follow
chip.
You around, but.
But if you were, if right. you had these, inserted in you, and if you had these wands, like, in the beginning of a department store, where you walk through, it's like it's an anti-theft device. They could tell who's walking through.
That's true.
You're giving TSA ideas.
Oh, no, I think yeah. TSA is already, they're way past that right
they
now.
GPS right now they you in. Anywhere you were.
That's right.
Well, they can do that with a cell phone now. Well, but, I mean,
understand
you know, global satellite.
And mushrooms, too. All right, look, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back and finish up with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Captain Leanne Smith, who is the operations officer out there. We'll be right back.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Autolube. Family-owned Autolube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder, power steering, and more. Autolube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and Autolube, where we treat you like one of the family. Autolube, with 4 locations to serve you.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first to element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Here's some energy knowledge from Reading Electric Utility, REU. When energy is consumed, it's just as important as how much energy you consume. That is why REU is investing in thermal energy storage ice bears. REU is installing ice bears on commercial buildings throughout our community. These units store energy at night and then use their stored energy during the peak of the summer afternoon. For more information about REU's ice bear program, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making 4 high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Well, I won't back
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, our last segment here. Hey, Mount Shasta spring water. We use it here. Use it at our home. They get their spring water from the their own protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website at mountshastaspringwater.com. You know, everybody's been talking about this. You hear it all the time. No ammo, no guns. You can't buy them. You know, and there's a good reason here in California because the idiots down in Sacramento. But Bastiani Arms has a selection of firearms down at his shop right now. Pistols, rifles. I think you're really going to like what his selection is. Now,
head on down there.
Well, you know what? He'll get you. Here's the other thing. If you want a pink gun, he'll get you a pink gun.
Seriously, they have new pink guns out now.
The other thing they have too is ammo. So head on down there. Bastiani Arms. Head on down. Check him out. Metalark. And you're going to be, well, he's got them because I can't promise after today or tomorrow that he will have them. Okay. Our guests are Mark Story, who's the CEO of Haven Humane, and Captain Leanne Smith, who is the operations officer. And let's finish up here with our update on Haven Humane with our 4th of July adoption event.
Yeah, on 4th of July, actually on the 3rd of July, because we'll be closed on the 4th of July celebrating, we are going to have an adoption event. We're going to have most of our cats are going to be $4. For adoption, and our dogs are going to be $76 for adoption. So all the dogs, $76, and quite a few of our cats will be for $4 to adopt. So, and that'll be July 3rd only.
Okay, now how much are the cats?
$4.
$4.
Yes. Those are the ones that are
already
altered.
That cat's been altered,
right?
Chipped, right. Sprayed, and everything that happens has to happen.
So the ones that are already altered will be $4, and the other ones, unfortunately, will be the regular price.
Okay.
And all the dogs will be $76.
$76. Yeah. That's a great deal. I mean, that's absolutely like, it's big savings there. And people are looking for dogs. Like, you know, I just really, we had some questions. Linda looked at me. She said, you know, I really like the idea of having the pet of the week come in here. But, I mean, can we describe it and how's it going to work? And we've just been just really happy. Spencer comes rolling in here with,
he's fun.
Oh, he's a fun guy. Even when I call him Sebastian
totally into
or
it.
Sydney or whatever I call him day, we get the dog's name right or the hamster's name. And we've been doing pretty well with, the adoptions of these animals. Yeah. They're just really good little animals. And Houndini is just, you know what? If you had kids, Houndini would just keep them amused and busy all day long. The dog would take them for a walk.
Yes.
Anyway. So what's coming up here?
I want to comment on the pet of the week. You know, I want to thank you guys again for the pet of the week. I think you guys do a great job. In fact, Friday, Carl, you were describing, how Houndini went one paw up in the lap, then another paw and another paw, and I could just visualize the dog crawling into Spencer's lap. So it was perfect.
It was.
And
I watched that dog just first, we just put his head up there, and then slowly, then, you know, both front paws, and then that right rear. It's up on the chair, and he's looking around, and Spencer's dog. Me, next thing you know, that dog's in his lap, a 60-pound dog or 50-pound dog, laying there against him going, I'm here.
Yeah, and Houdini is still available for adoption, along with quite a few of the other camp pets that, like we said before, have had 2 weeks of training. So come on out to Haven and really take a look at our facilities and take a look at our animals, and you might find that next family member.
Well, frankly, I really would like to see you all. I'm sorry, but find another business.
Yes.
You know, taking care of animals and this, you know, and like that. But I'd like to, you know, think that these programs that we are supporting, that you're supporting, the spay programs and the neutering programs, is going to work at some point, that people are also all of a sudden going to find out that, oh, my gosh, there's not 800 cats wandering around that we have to take care
of. Yeah, we can also take solace as a community to know, though, that if there are homeless pets, that there's a shelter that will help to adopt and bring awareness of the special needs, not just for dogs, but for cats and other animals as well. And so we just appreciate, what you do for our community and the voice that you have.
Well, thanks. And we appreciate the support. And I tell people all the time, this is the only job I ever had where I don't really want the job security of the actual job. You know, I would love to come in one day and us not have enough homeless pets to keep the doors open. I think we would all celebrate that. We'd be looking for jobs, but we'd be celebrating it for sure, because we don't want all these animals to be homeless. We want to find them homes, and right now we have too many of them. So that's why we need support like you guys here.
Well, the fact is that the community is really good at it, but you've got y'all put yourselves out. The volunteers are out there, and you know the information today of calling the 248-241-2550. If you see a dog or cat, or I guess even a human, but especially the dogs or cats, it may look like they're in trouble in a vehicle. Call that number, and this is like a priority call. Whatever you're doing, you turn and you head for that. And
yes.
We really like that idea. And the fact you sat there and agonized for 10 minutes, and you finally went through it, and you said, you know, at least you could have done is let the air out of their tires. Because then you said, you know, I've been sitting here 15 minutes because I wasn't sure if you did this right. And so it's taking 15 minutes of my time, so it's going to take you 15 minutes to change your tire. Probably not the thing to do, right? I am not advocating that.
No, right.
Definitely not.
Okay. Let's end this
on a positive note here. Let's not talk about letting air out of
tires.
Oh, we've
got plenty of time. Well, no. You want to talk about my service mallard?
I want to talk about about your volunteer. Your volunteer, the top of the list. Your volunteer orientation coming up.
Who do they call?
Yes, so they can call 241-1653. And again, that's going to be July 13th at 9 a.m. At Haven Humane. And the orientation is great. It'll give you an idea of kind of what we expect from the volunteers and what you can get out of the program as well.
And again, great. If you're tuning in the last few minutes here on KCNR 1460, the number to call if you find, windows rolled up and pets in a hot car, it's 241-2550.
Yes.
Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the sale of Turtle Bay, or not the sale, but the trade of land at Turtle Bay with some of the people that are opposing the trade. And I think it's important that we get all the sides here. Carl Lindabot, KCNR 1460, just remember. It's the good guys against the bad guys. We got a bunch of good guys in here today. And we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Bottom line from the U.S. Supreme Court, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live.
A key provision of the 1965 law has to go unless Congress rewrites it. A divided 5-4 court striking down a pre-clearance clause, it required states and localities with a history of voter suppression to get Justice Department approval before making any election law change. Chief Justice John Roberts calling it irrational that Congress used the same data from 40 years ago when it renewed the law in 2006. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg authoring a lengthy and scathing dissent, arguing progress in racial equality at the ballot box has been made because of the pre-clearance provision. Lisa.
Jared, Attorney General Eric Holder will make a statement about the ruling later this hour. Russia says technically NSA leaker Edward Snowden hasn't crossed into the country, so they have no plans to extradite him to the U.S.